Some people call me the... Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikalskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
My guest is Ace Atkins, the New York Times bestselling author, who's out with his eighth novel in his Quinn Coulson series, The Sinners. It's his 23rd book overall. This time around, Ace takes us again to Tippahaw County in northern Mississippi, where former U.S. Army Ranger Quinn Coulson is the sheriff who's about to get married to Maggie Powers. But Heath Pritchard is just released from prison after 23 years. He was put there by Quinn's uncle, Hamp, who preceded his nephew as the sheriff. Pritchard comes back to the marijuana-growing operation used to supply a kingpin in Memphis, and it's run by his two nephews, who stayed out of the regional drug trade, protected by the Dixie Mafia. Pritchard wants to change all that and begins reestablishing himself by hijacking a truck of contraband being driven by Boom Kimbrough, Quinn's childhood friend, who's also supposed to be his best man at his wedding. The truck contained contraband for the Dixie Mafia. Kimbrough is working undercover, and he's supposed to be Quinn's best man, as I said, but the action and mayhem ensue from there. Ace, when you take us back to northern Mississippi for another book, we don't see some idealized version of the South, and I know you live there, so you see the good and the bad. What do you do between books to make sure you capture that realism when you put it into the books?
Well, first of all, Brian, I'm so impressed that you got the flowchart of all those events tied in with all everything that's going on. There's a lot going on in North Mississippi right now. This is a great place. There's wonderful, you know, I could sit on the phone for the next few hours and tell you about the wonderful culture here with the music and the food. But, you know, like any place in the country, you know, we do have issues of, you know, corruption and crime. Of course, I will, you know, really brag on the state of Mississippi. I think the last few years we have been voted number one in corruption. So, you know, it goes back and forth between Louisiana and Mississippi, so a lot to write about. But I do spend a lot of time trying to get that sense of disorder correct. And so, you know, I love writing about that. And some of the stuff is a little bit enhanced as far as, you know, some of the organized crime details. You know, some of those things are a little bit based on events that have happened years and years ago. But I think the day-to-day crime, the things that, you know, Quinn Coulson, who's the sheriff of Tippahaw County, is dealing with, they really are pretty much come straight from the, you know, the police blotter. I have friends that work in law enforcement. And so I hear these stories, and I'm constantly filing away things to write about in the Quinn books.
It seems like every locale in this country has its own version of the Mafia, and I don't mean something as formal as La Cosa Nostra with the Gambinos and the Lucchese's, but there are certain people who emerge as the unofficial heartbeat of a particular location, people who get things done, for the lack of a better term. Where does the so-called Dixie Mafia fit into all that?
Well, I think the Dixie Mafia, you know, and they're really, you know, in my books, a little bit, you know, more powerful than I think that they actually exist in real life. But of course, you know, in fiction, you know, you have more fun with the characters and make them a little bit more larger than life. But I think that, you know, during the heyday of the Dixie Mafia, when they really, you know, had their foothold here, it's kind of a confederacy of good old boys. And, you know, none of them were, you know, it's nothing like the Italian Mafia, where you had people that were lieutenants and, you know, you had an organization and, you know, you had, you know, blood oaths and that kind of thing. It really was something where, you know, some criminals would work together if it benefited them and if it was something for, you know, the larger good, meaning more money. But, you know, some of those remnants are still around here. I mean, they still do work. There are people that have ties to that world. But basically, it's just kind of a loose grouping of crooks that, you know, work throughout the Deep South.
I've talked to fiction writers for many years, and the one immutable truth I've learned that applies across the board is writing is tough. And by the time we see a Quinn Coulson plot unfold on the pages, we're reading the finished product. How many ideas do you go through in your mind that you discard for one reason or another?
Oh, geez, that's a really good question. And that's the part, you know, I think when a book comes out, you know, we forget about how much difficulty it was just getting it from, you know, the beginning to the middle and the end, and it is never easy. And this is the 23rd book that I have written, and every book has its own problems, and they're never the same problems. But you know, a million discarded ideas, a million you know, words that are deleted. You go back and forth. You second guess the story ideas. You're not sure if you're headed in the right direction. They're always fraught with, you know, should I go the other way? It's you know, you are basically writing your own choose your own adventure, you know, type story. So, you know, I think by the time the book comes out, you think, you know, you have a little bit of amnesia and you think, boy, that was fun and easy. But yeah, it's always a difficult process.
You cut your writing teeth as a journalist, writing nonfiction and a news story that unfolds in front of you and you write about it. What particular challenges arise in writing nonfiction where the story appears in real life versus the ones you completely make up on your own?
Well, I think, you know, in some ways it's a little bit, you know, it has its own challenges too, you know, writing journalism, but at least, you know, you are following a story. You know, you're not dictating, you know, what's happening. You're basically just there to cover and to write about what has occurred. I think the challenge, you know, writing fiction is coming up, you know, with a story that is as close to real life as you can get it. Because I really think that's the goal of the novelist. I think the novelist that I really admire and what I'm trying to do as a writer is to get as authentic as possible and to get it as much like the real world as I can. And I think that's really the challenge, is creating something that lives and breathes and you know, has that authenticity of the real world. But I think, as a, you know, the other challenges you have as a journalist, of course, is finding out the story and the investigation process, and that has its own, you know, issues as well.
I see through Google alerts articles about you come out in Mississippi and other places that you're 23 books in, and the lead is still former Auburn football player Ace Atkins. Is that just an unescapable definition, given your gridiron days?
I guess. You know, I talked to somebody earlier about this. You know, I think that, you know, it's just kind of a weird thing. There are not a lot of, you know, I really can only think of one other football player turn writer, or maybe two, Pete Gent, who wrote North Dallas 40, and a bunch of other satirical books, was a great guy and played for the Dallas Cowboys. And then my good friend Tim Green, who's written many, many novels and nonfiction. I think he played for the Atlanta Falcons, and I played back in college. But I think it's just, I think when you're talking to a writer, it's usually you attended so-and-so writer's workshop, and you got your MFA at this place. And so I think it's an unusual thing that I played football back in college. But I can't shake the tag, but it's not necessarily like a, you know, former prisoner or, you know, ex-con ASAC. It's not a bad thing to have.
Your writing alternates between the Quinn Coulson series now, set in the South, and then Robert B. Parker Spencer series that's set up in Boston. What's the process like where you come up with an idea and then go about deciding what universe to dump it into?
Well, you know, that's another very good question, because these ideas, especially from Spencer books, you know, I really take pride in, you know, I think they could have found, you know, obviously other writers to do this kind of work and write for Spencer, but what I really feel like I want to do is take a story for a Spencer book that could be written for anybody. It could be written as a standalone book. It could be written for another character. It's just a good idea for a novel. And that's really what I take pride in when I sit down with the Spencer books. But yeah, there are certain books like, you know, I did a book that was about this growth of juvenile prison industries, and it was really a seedy business. It was a true story, but it was very particular to the Northeast. It was something where there were some crooked judges, and it was involved with people that were investing in these prison compounds and railroading these kids to make money. But it was something that didn't seem like it would happen in the Deep South. And, you know, I took that and I gave that to Spencer. You know, there is also things that have been happening, you know, that I read about as far as, you know, trucking with stolen goods and bootlegging, and also human trafficking that's involving, you know, 18-wheelers, that kind of thing. That was not something that I would be setting in Boston. That's something that was very particular to the Deep South. So, of course, that ends up, you know, getting into the centers. So there are kind of regional crime stories that I put in the separate files.
All right. Well, he's Ace Atkins. The book is The Sinners. It's the newest in the Quinn Coulson series, available now wherever your fine books are sold from the good folks at Putnam. Ace, another fantastic offering to entertain us this summer. Thanks so much for joining us to talk about it.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakalskis. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time.
Because I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner.